For my podcast, I listen to TED Talks, and I listen to Every Child Deserves a Champion by Rita Pearson. In summary, she basically talked about the importance of having an adult in a child's life that will not give up on them. She also talked about how being an educator is more than just teaching your students the things they need to know. You have to be compassionate, you have to have a heart for it, and you have to be able to be a second parent, basically, because some kids don't have a parent at all. So the first example of something she talked about was kids don't learn from people they don't like. She had someone else tell her that basically she was just there to teach the kids, to leave, to get paid, and be done. And then Rita said to her that kids don't learn from people they don't like, so that was a very bad philosophy, and that she would have a horrible year, which she ended up having. My second example of something that she talked about is one time she gave a quiz, which was 20 questions. One of the kids missed 18. So instead of writing a minus 18 at the top of his paper, she wrote a plus 2 and a smiley face. When he came up to her and asked her why she did that instead of writing negative 18, her response was, negative 18 sucks the life out of you. Plus 2 says, I ain't all bad. This is a great philosophy to have because students need to realize that they're capable of so much more than they think they are. If she would have wrote minus 18, then he probably would have given up on himself. But since she wrote plus 2, that told him that he was capable of doing even more. She also talked about how her mother was an educator and how she would always supply the basic needs of children. For example, if they didn't have a shower or weren't able to wash themselves at home, and they stunk really bad, she would have washcloths and soap and different things that they could wash themselves with at school. Also, she would keep food in her cabinet or desk so that the kids who didn't have food at home were able to have a snack when the other kids did. Finally, she also talked about how you won't like all of your kids, and it's obvious that not everybody's going to get along. And obviously, the toughest kids are always at school. They are never absent. But this is because they need the education and the instruction and the guidance and love the most. If they didn't, then they would be absent. In conclusion, she talked about how every child deserves a champion, which is an adult who will never give up on them. She said in her closing statement that educators are born to make a difference.